Well, good morning to you. I'm Jeff Slicky here on KMAS, and I want to bring in on the call here, someone's going to talk with us a little bit about these news stories we're hearing about this 6% commission maybe going to the wayside here after a court order last Friday from the National Association of Realtors. Cami Sawtelle's on the line. How you doing, Cami?
Hey, good, Jeff. I'm good. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you. And thanks again for joining me again. We had some technical difficulties, folks, last time we were recording this, but she was great enough to sit back down with me. CamiSawtelle.remax.com is the website. So again, for those who may have heard the headlines but didn't have a chance to read into this story, traditionally, buyers and sellers, when they're looking at properties, they all kind of know that there is a commission associated with this. And I think if you were to ask 10 people, 9 out of 10 would say, yeah, it's usually 3% on the buyer, 3% on the seller, and that's kind of how it works. Well, it may not be that way after July, so I thought Cami could come in and explain to us a little bit more about what's going on. Did I get any of that right?
Yeah, for the most part. You know, the thing is it's definitely created a lot of hoopla, I guess, if that's a word.
Sure.
A lot of fear in people, especially agents and of course buyers, because most people struggle with their own down payments and their own costs that they have to come to the table with.
So what does this, where did this all come from? I mean, if it's been kind of standard practice for so many years, if you know or have understanding why now this has come to pass and how it will impact realtors like yourself.
Sure. So really the purpose for this change, based on the NAR settlement, and of course this is still up in the air. It is going to come to fruition. It's still very new and hasn't quite settled. So some of the things I don't have the answers to, but basically it's just a more open means of communication to allow our consumers to understand exactly how each agent is paid and by whom.
And so when you're looking at these commissions, you're not on, and it may be different for different agencies and things like that, but you are not, and the folks I know are not necessarily on like an hourly basis. You're not hourly or salaried workers. This is how you make money to save and move ahead in the process. You know, this is where you get your income. Is that right?
Exactly. Yep. Just like how a lender gets paid. It's the way that the fee is paid out. So traditionally, a commission has been paid by the seller, and it's been that way for a really long time. The really exciting thing for me about this whole process and change is that Washington realtors have actually kind of been forefronting this industry for a long time. So some of these changes that are coming to fruition are not new to us, and one of those is the buyer's agency agreement. That originally was not a requirement to show a buyer a home to submit an offer on behalf of your client. It now is required. And within that buyer's agency agreement, it allocates how their agent is being paid. There's a couple of options on there, whether it's paid by the buyer because the specific property that they're looking at and they like, the seller is not offering a commission to the buyer or a concession. So it gives the buyer the opportunity to say, okay, great. If there's the house that I like and they're not going to pay you, I understand that I would then have to pay you. Or they can just say, then I just won't look at that property, which is going to be kind of a downfall to a lot of sellers. We don't really know how this is going to end up, but it just is what it is at this point. And I really think that, you know, the industry has always been kind of a supply and demand with regards to housing prices, but also agents. A lot of agents are going to bow out because of this change. They just don't know how to handle it. And this will allow agents who have been really working and hitting the ground running and being different from all the others to anticipate the unexpected needs of our consumers and differentiate themselves from others.
So one thing too, I guess if this is accurate or not, let me know, but agents will be able to be upfront or say, listen, you know, normally it's a 3%, but I'll do it for 1% commission. And that sounds like that could be impacting a whole host of folks if they're going to start kind of being a bidding war.
Yeah, absolutely. And the one thing to remember here is that negotiations for a commission have always been something that the seller can choose. A seller could say, I don't want to pay, for example, 5 or 6% commission. It's negotiated. And traditionally, from there, that commission is then allocated by the listing agent to determine which portion the listing agent would get at closing and which portion the buyer's agent would get. It's split now on our contract, so there's one line item for the listing agent and one line item for the buyer. So they can say, no, I don't want to pay the buyer's agent. Great. That's a whole other conversation that us as listing agents would have. Here's where it's going to set a lot of sellers apart and a lot of listing agents apart. You get what you pay for. Yesterday, Jeff, you brought up a really good example of a travel agency. When you hire a travel agent, they can get you all the deals, all the car that you want, all of the adventures that you want. It's the same with a really good agent. You're going to get a service that's provided to you in order to get the most eyes on your house, the most feet in your house, and the most offers on your house. So if a buyer is going to come to the table and there isn't an agent commission, perhaps you're going to lose out on some buyers who just aren't going to show the house because they've already determined, I don't have the money to pay you, so that house will no longer be an option for me. But the real thing, the take home here is this just opens up better communication for all of us, and we've really needed it for some time. We need to be transparent. We need people to understand how and how we're being paid and by who.
I was, because we did talk about this yesterday. And so I was doing some more reading after we left. And I also then came across a story that was talking about these online websites like Zillow or things like that, where you can go check. And I often see, I don't know if they're called this on Zillow or whatever, but promoted ads or enhanced search capabilities, or it'll pop up first on the list. Those, when things are added into that, that is from the seller's pocket. Is that right? Like to show off your home a little better, or to make it show up better. Those are some of the things that you do as a seller. Is that correct or no?
If you're talking about the way the house is presented, it's sure it's the seller.
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, Jeff, that's all the listing agent. If we're doing ads, if we're doing aerial photography, if we're doing videography, that comes out of our pocket.
Sure.
And so again, if you're going to get an agent that you're wanting to pay a discount, you're going to get a discounted listing. If you don't want to pay for the service, then it just isn't there. So you mentioned when we first started on the interview about the fact that we're not hourly. That could potentially become an option. Now, I can say to you that I've had buyers that I've shown homes for 10 months for and never got to the closing table because for whatever reason we couldn't find a home. Their plans changed or whatever. I don't receive a single penny for that. That's hours and hours and hours of work that we've put in that we just don't see anything for. So perhaps some buyers might find that to be an option, although I feel like that would not be cost effective, and I don't see people really going that route.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to game out any of these contracts and how you can say, well, I know you, Cammie, so I know you do your due diligence and you work hard on this, but I could see a scenario where a listing or a shower and a family would be like, listen, you say you did this many hours, but I don't necessarily agree with that. And boy, to me, that just sounds like a whole nother headache.
Sure. And it would be, it really would be, it would have to be really organized in order for an hourly to work. The other thing I think people lose sight of that aren't in the industry is that really it's not just about us opening doors. There's a lot of work that goes into being a buyer's agent and being a listing agent. And to be quite honest, I really am excited for this change because there are a lot of agents out there and there are a lot of agents that really don't do a good job on behalf of their client. And I think that's what's really going to set this whole industry apart. And we really need good agents representing our consumers. This is the biggest decision of most people's life, and there are thousands of dollars involved. It's so important to have someone good on your side.
Were there a lot of increase in the number of realtors that came after the pandemic? during the pandemic, people getting their license and saying, well, if I'm never going to go back to the office again, maybe I see, I see Cammie, she's always out showing photos of cool houses and going around town. Maybe this is something for me. Were there a lot of that? And now people are going, gosh, this is tough.
Yes. Oh my gosh. The number of people that reached out to me personally that said, it looks like easy money and it looks like you arrange your own schedule. I'm going to get my license. And in the beginning, I started just, to try to, oh, great. Or I try to tell them, hey, it's really not what we make it out to be. And now I just let them because it's not what it is. And it just, I think from January, the first of the year, I think Mason County Realtors, we saw a huge release of a ton of just Mason County agents because it is hard. It's expensive to be a realtor. We have fees that we pay monthly, just to hang our license. And so, yes, we're going to continue to see an influx of agents that just aren't cut out for it.
Huh. So, bottom line here in Washington State, we kind of have already been on the path towards this. This is just a great opportunity for you to have even more conversations with your buyer or listing agent there, and make sure that and go through all of the notes on the contract, all of the addendums. And it's not just for the buyer or seller, for the homeowner perspective, but it's also a protection from the realtor's perspective.
Absolutely. Definitely is.
Well, we'll keep our eyes on this, and I may call on you again and actually record the conversation so we can find out how the rest of the year is going and how housing looks in Mason County. How's that sound?
Yeah, Jeff, I'd love to be back on once this settles.
CammieSautel.remax.com. I'll put the links into the show notes there. You can find her online and definitely check her out and see what she's up to. Thank you, Cammie. Good to talk with you.
You too. Thanks so much.